day. The sun was shining bright. A gentle breeze was blowing my way. Not a storm cloud inside. And this
never been another man. Oh, with the power of my friend, by simply saying, peace be still.
Yes, sir.
Oh, he can calm the strongest wind. Bless his name. That's why I never worry. Come on now. When the storms come my way, I know that he'll be here to drive away my fear, so I can smile and say that I know the
tonight. Right here's the place to get it. Right here's the place to get help. Get some help here tonight.
Above the clouds, a deep despair, the winds are
Boy, that good singing. Say amen here this evening. Amen. I want everybody in here to pay attention for the next few minutes. I'm going to show you a little clip of a video. And then I'm going to preach on a day in the life of a bus worker. And this is for the bus workers and also for you that are not or maybe ought to be involved in the bus ministry. It's not something you want to shun. It's something you want to be a part of. Be a part of the bus ministry. The Lord don't want you to sit around and get more and more and more spiritual all your life without getting out and doing something about it. He said, go, 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 do something about it. So, get in the lights there, Jamie, and watch just a little bit of these testimonies here tonight. And I know it'll be a blessing to you. Go ahead and get my volume on the red one. The volume is on the red one. Okay, well, you better come up here and unmute it, buddy. Don't make decisions like that without telling me.
Okay.
All right, try that. Okay, take it down. Take it down. Told you, take it down. All right. Sorry about that, y'all. You done something else, Brian. It's not coming out the headphones. All right, let's try this one. While these things right here, one day we'll be in the lake of fire. Thank God. All of them. If you don't believe that, you're wrong.
The average child will move several times in their childhood. Some kids only come one time on big days. Some kids drop out. The average bus worker will spend 6 hours a week on the route.
Our lives were in ruins. My husband and I were on the verge of a divorce. My husband wanted our children to attend church, but I wasn't so sure. Had it not been for the bus worker who came by to call on Ernesto's daughter, our marriage would have been lost. Our trust in God restored our marriage, and we attend church faithfully now. I can't imagine our lives without North Valley Baptist Church.
I'm Ernesto.
And I'm Susan, and we were reached by the bus ministry.
Amen. Had it not been for faithful bus workers, Rudy and Linda Reyes, I never would have come to church as a seventh grade boy. I never would have gone to Christian college following high school. I never would have stayed involved in my local church following college graduation. I never would have married a preacher's daughter. And I would not be serving as a deacon at North Valley, seeking to raise our four children for God's glory.
I'm Chris, and I'm a bus kid.
Hi, I'm Bill. I'm not a bus kid. However, if the North Valley Baptist Church did not have a bus ministry, we may have never found out about this church that we have served in for 31 years. Bus workers from a young church were out knocking on doors for a big day in 1979. We were a newly married couple with no kids, We visited the church the next day. We have been attending ever since. I have served as a children's church preacher in our church for more than 30 years. My wife has been on staff for more than 20.
I'm Bill. I am not a bus kid. However, I have no idea where my family would be without the bus ministry of North Valley Baptist Church.
When I was 1 year old, my babysitter brought me to church. I grew up on the bus. Today I attend North Valley Baptist Church. My husband and I teach Spanish bus kids on Sunday.
My name is Jonah and I'm a bus kid.
Is this worth all the money?
Gas prices are rising. Insurance increasing.
I'm Daisy, and I'm a bus kid. At first, my parents used the bus as a free babysitting service, sending me as a 4-year-old girl each week with my older brother. Little did they know that this free babysitting service would change our family's lives forever. My mom was saved when soul winners came by during Saturday morning visitation. My dad was saved in the home of a church member during a home Bible study. Within 5 years, our family of four was driving in faithfully to church. In 1992, my dad became the Spanish pastor at North Valley Baptist Church, and in 2001, God moved them to start a Spanish church where they have served ever since. God led me to marry someone who also grew up going to church on a bus every week. However, his parents were Rudy and Linda Reyes, faithful members who rode the bus as a captain and driver for more than 27 years. A bus kid married the son of a bus captain. My life would have turned out very differently had it not been for the bus ministry.
Hi, my name is Daisy and I'm a bus kid.
I remember that first Sunday morning when, as a 6-year-old boy, I rode the bus in Rockford, Illinois, to a simple church on Auburn Street. It was there as a child that I learned of the love of God. Little did those bus workers and children's church workers know that they'd reached a boy who would dedicate his life to teaching boys and girls. For the past 34 years, I've preached every Sunday to the 4th through 6th graders who ride the bus to North Valley. For the past 33 years, I've taught in our Christian school. All this was made possible because a bus worker came to our house every Sunday.
My name is Jim Carrick, and I am a bus kid.
As a child playing outside, a bus worker stopped by my house and told me of a really exciting and fun place where we could play games, receive prizes, and learn about the Bible and Jesus. I wanted to go so badly, but my mother said no. Every week, the bus workers would ask if I could come, and every week, my mom would say the same thing. One day, they told me it would be the Carnival Sunday, and my brother suddenly became interested. I rode the bus, and I loved it. Before long, I was bus visiting with my bus workers and translating Spanish for them. I still work on that same bus route.
Hi, I'm Maria, and I'm a bus kid.
My name is Jason, and I'm a bus kid who grew up without a dad in a drug-infested home filled with violence and immorality. Had it not been for faithful bus workers knocking on my door as a 12-year-old boy, who knows what would have happened to my life. They invited me to come on Whole Heart Sunday in 1986, and I didn't miss a single Sunday on the bus for more than 2 years.
It was not uncommon to see drugs, needles, and a steady stream of different men coming in and out of my house. In fact, as a sophomore in high school, my mother moved away while I was at church. I had no idea where she was moving, and I had no idea where she moved to. The only stable, good influences in my life were the people of North Valley Baptist Church. They loved me, cared for me, trained me, supported me, prayed for me, and even sponsored my way through the Christian school. Because of their love, I made some wise decisions as a teenager. I gave my heart to God and surrendered to serve Him full-time with my life. Following graduation from North Valley Baptist School and Golden State Baptist College, I moved with my wife Amber to Tuscola, Illinois, where I became the pastor of Faith Baptist Church in a town of 4,600 people. The first special day I led our church to have was Whole Heart Sunday. the same day I was reached on. I joyfully drove our church bus every Wednesday and Sunday, seeking to reach other boys and girls who are growing up without Christ, just as I was reached nearly 25 years ago.
My name is Jason Garcia, and I'm a bus kid. Is the bus ministry still relevant?
Bus kids or big screens? Poor or popular? Evangelism or entertainment? Helpless or hipster?
My name is Shirley, and I'm a 10-year-old bus kid. I live in a run-down apartment building in Hammond, Indiana. Our family just moved here from Tennessee looking for work. My dad gets drunk a lot, and it scares me when he hits my mommy. Really, the only good thing that has happened to me lately is when Mr. Clark knocked on my door a few months ago and invited me to come to church on the bus. My new pastor, Jack Hiles, came to a vacation Bible school that I went to last month. He told the story how he grew up in a poor home with a dad who got drunk a lot and hit his mommy. His story sounded so much like mine. It was amazing. Then he told us how he got saved and asked us if we wanted to accept Christ. I raised my hand. Finally, I went forward and Pastor Hiles took me and my best friend through the Romans Road, and I was saved.
That was many years ago now. Since that wonderful day, I was privileged to graduate from a Christian high school and attended Bible college, where I met and married a young man, Dr. Wally Davis, who would pastor several churches and become a powerful preacher for God's glory before he went to heaven in 2003. I have served God for these decades now, and both of our daughters and their families are involved in the ministry at North Valley Baptist Church. All because a pastor and a people loved the bus kids.
My name is Shirley Davis, and I'm a bus kid.
I came to California in 1978 to join my family who had just arrived from the Philippines. One day, a church bus passed by, and we called the number in order to get a ride. That day, I received reassurance of my salvation. Soon thereafter, my parents were saved at North Valley Baptist Church. Since 1980, I have served as a bus worker at North Valley Baptist Church.
I'm Verna, and I'm a bus kid.
I am just a bus kid from a little trailer park in Indiana. Chuck Rail knocked on our trailer door and invited this little Catholic boy to go to Vacation Bible School. I was under deep conviction and went forward for salvation on the final day of Vacation Bible School. Mrs. Rainier prayed with me and was so thorough that I missed the bus to take me home. So she drove me home and she led my mother to the Lord that same day.
We got involved in our church and began to grow in the Lord. God gave me a great love and passion for music and teaching, and He made it clear that He wanted me to use these skills for His glory. I met my wife in Bible college, and I've been involved in full-time ministry for more than a quarter of a century.
I'm Dr. Mike Zachary, and I'm a bus kid from a trailer park in the poor section of town.
I remember in fifth grade, a bus worker came to this door and invited me to church.
His name was Brother Devsky, and he knocked on our door, and with a friendly smile and exciting attitude, he invited me and my family to church.
My first time on the bus was a big day called Whopper Sunday. As a result of the bus ministry, I was able to finish my high school education at North Valley Baptist School and go on to attend Bible college.
As a result of the bus ministry, I'm now a Golden State graduate, alongside my wife, Celeste Ali, also a Golden State graduate.
My name is Sam, and I'm a bus kid.
My name is Anwar, and I'm a bus kid.
14 years ago, last month, my family was homeless, and I was in jail.
As do many inmates, I prayed. I told God that when and if I got out, I would take my family to church and change. 1 week later, the Justice Department mistakenly released me. The next day was Saturday, and a knock came to the home where we were living with some friends. It was the bus captain from Bus 7. I knew it was God answering my prayer from that jail cell. They asked if the kids could go, and I said only if we can come too. We came that Sunday, and soon after we were saved and joined this great church. The bus ministry does work. Praise the Lord. All 5 of my children and my wife are saved and are away to heaven. Now we have the privilege to serve God in the bus ministry and patch clubs.
My name is Todd, and we're a bus family.
Hi, my name is Eugenio Muniz, and we are a bus family.
My name is Chris James, and I have 3 generations here at North Valley, and I'm a bus kid.
Hello, my name is Christina Puzin. This is my husband, Tom. He's the Filipino pastor here at North Valley Baptist Church, and these are my children, and I'm thankful for the bus ministry.
Mic on here. Amen. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight. That light's a fire in my soul. Amen. I'm telling you what tonight. That'll do it for you right there. I guarantee you that. That'll do it for you. Well, praise the Lord. Now let's get our Bibles open now, and I'm gonna show you something right quick. To Luke chapter 14, I think. I'm going to look at some scripture here this evening. Everybody get your Bibles open just for a few minutes. And punch them other ones right there, brother. See all them lights right there on the left? There you go. There they go. Amen. I think we ought to get to work in our bus ministry. Say amen. There's no reason in the world why we couldn't have a great bus ministry. Amen. There's no reason in the world why we couldn't expand our bus ministry at Shining Light Baptist Church. If you knew how the devil fought this bus ministry, he fought me on this message, what I'm doing, all week long. You know why? The devil hates them kids. I ain't stupid. I know what's wrong. The devil hates them kids. He hates us for doing it. He hates every bus worker. He hates every junior church worker. He hates every Sunday school teacher that tries to show them the gospel. The devil hates it. The devil hates it. I will tell you tonight, we got somebody bigger than the devil that's behind us. He said, you go and I'll go with you. I believe tonight that our bus ministry can be bigger and better and greater than it's ever been. But we all got to help and pitch in. Some of you sitting here, you're smart, you're talented, you're spiritual, and won't hit one lick for God. And my prayer is tonight that God will get a hold of you and jar you out of your great spiritual throne and put you in the bus ministry. Amen. And if you have to work on Saturday, that you'll help those that go. Amen. You say, well, I got a bunch of kids. Tim Corey's got three kids and goes every Saturday and don't even have a car. And bless her heart, she goes all the time. There's a man the other day, I talked to a businessman here in Morganton. He said, Danny, I've heard of you. He said, I've heard you preach on the radio. And he said, you got them buses, don't you? I said, we sure do. He said, let me ask you a question. Have any of the other pastors said anything to you? This is what he told me. He said, have any of the other pastors in Morganton said anything to you about running those buses in their communities? And I said, no, they sure ain't. You know, the chicken to say anything to my face. But he said, they'll say it behind your back. And I said, that's ridiculous. He says, let me tell you something. I said, number one, they ain't no such thing as their community. Amen? Like the old preacher said one time, they said, what are you doing preaching down here? He said, the world is my parish. God's called me to preach to everybody in the world. There is no place where I'm not supposed to go and preach, and we're not supposed to go. I told him this. I said, we got people live on our road, Tom Dill Avenue. I bet we got 10 families out through there that we can't get to come here. I said, if you can come get them, go to your church, get them. Come out our roof. Run a bus right out there and get them people and take them to your church. Say amen. You know why people say stuff like that? Because they're too lazy and backslid to get out and do anything for God. And they want to criticize anybody that does anything for God. I'm calling on us. We got spring coming up. We got youth rally coming up. I got some big ideas for the spring. I got some ideas. I'm going to need every Sunday school teacher, every bus worker, and a bunch of new ones to help. I've got some ideas. So I want to go over some things tonight. Heard a man preach on this the other day, and I jotted down some notes. So what I'm going to do just for a brief few minutes tonight is go through a day on a Sunday in the life of a bus worker or a Sunday school worker or a junior church worker. Luke chapter number 14, and look with me if you will at verse 21. Luke chapter 14 and verse number 21. Everybody look at it tonight. I'm telling you, you talk about fighting me, the devil has fought me. And that way I know I'm on the right track. I know I'm on the right track. I know you don't have to worry if God's with you when you care about kids. You don't have to worry. My heart breaks for them. It does. When I see them getting off that bus, all them little kids saying, I'm a bus kid. I'm a bus kid. I'm a bus kid. Man, that lights a fire in my soul. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! I love a bunch of little brats like that come in flipping boogers and everything else, and then getting a junior church and the Holy Ghost come down, get a hold of their heart, and they wind up crying, getting saved by the grace of God. And then you see them grow. First thing you know, they're carrying a Bible. Next thing you know, they're going to youth camp. Next thing you know, they're called to preach. Next thing you know, they're going off somewhere doing something for God. Amen! Hallelujah! I'm going to read you a verse tonight. You can tell my heart's in it. You can tell it is. I ain't faking. Luke chapter number 14, look at verse 21. And the servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, mad when people won't come to church, said to his servants, go out quickly into the streets, do it, lanes, that's uptown, and bring it in the city, and bring in hither the poor, and the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. God's interested in people like that. The people that the average church member would walk right by. God's interested in people like that. For you that are sitting here tonight and say, well, preacher, I'm having some problems in my life. And if I can get my problems straightened out, I'd get into the bus ministry. You got it backwards. You get out there and do something for God, and the Lord will work the problems out in your life. I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about. I've seen it happen to me. There's been times when I've had so many problems I couldn't work them out. You know what I did? Went soul winning. Go soul winning. Hey man, you got a problem? Go soul winning. If you ain't got a problem, go soul winning. Grab you some tracts, knock on somebody's door, invite them to church, and you watch the Lord bless your life. Well, look here what else he said. And the servant said in verse 22, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. We still got some empty chairs. And verse 23, and the Lord said to the servant, go out in the highways. That's interstate. Up and down 64, 18, 321, and hedges. That's trailer park, apartment complex, hollers. And heal and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. Amen. All right, let's take just a day in the work of a Sunday school teacher, junior church worker, and go through it with me just for a minute. I'm just going to name these off, and we'll go. Okay? Here we go. Now, this is to help all of our bus workers and Sunday school teachers, and this is to help you that are not in the ministry to get a vision for it, and this is to help the rest of you to really know what they do. All right, it's Sunday morning. Here it is. It's Sunday morning. Number one, write these down tonight. Keep them in the back of your Bible. Number one, get up early on Sunday morning. Get up early on Sunday morning. You cannot be lazy and be a good bus worker. Lazy people never make good bus workers. Get out of the bed, brother. And the way you get out of bed is get in the bed on Saturday night. I've always tried to get my studying done, praying done on Saturday night, get in the bed at a decent hour, and then on Sunday morning, get up at least an hour earlier than you think you need to. Get up early on Sunday morning. You don't want to just come in on Sunday morning with your Bible, wiping the sleep out of your eyes and everything, saying, "All right, boys and girls, I don't know what we're going to study today." I mean, that ain't no bus worker. That ain't no Sunday school teacher. You can't get nothing done like that. The half asleep. Number one, get up early. Number two, prepare yourself spiritually for the problems that you're going to have. Now, we fool ourselves when we get up and say, "Glory to God, I'm going to church today and shout the victory and everything's going to be all right." There's problems every single week. Always problems. The more people you got, the more problems you got. If you want to go where there's no problems, I tell you what to do. Go where there's no people. And there won't be none. But as long as there's people, you got problems. More people, more problems. Bunch of people, bunch of problems. And you're going to have them. All right? Number three, get to the bus in time to have trouble. Don't say, "Well, I got to leave on my bus route at a quarter till 8 and get in here at 16 minutes till. Get here about 15 minutes early because you know something's going to be wrong. One of the tires ain't going to be right. The windshield wipers won't come on. I mean, the thing won't start. You'll have to jump it off. There's always going to be trouble. Them old buses. We ain't got new buses. I wish we did, but we don't. And so get here at church on time early so you can be at church on time. All right. Where'd I get to? Number four. Leave in time to get to Sunday school. Can you get me up just a little bit, please, fellas? Leave in time to get to Sunday school. Are you listening? Leave in time to get to Sunday school. Now, this is true for everybody. Look, I know exactly how long it takes me to get from my house to this church. But it takes 22 minutes. But I'm not going to leave my house at 22 minutes till 10. That's retarded. That's crazy. I'm going to try to get here early. So when I walk in, I'll see everybody. "Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you..." I don't see how you people stand it, come walking in right on time, right at 7, or even later. It's like you don't do that when you go to the movies. You want to see the very first of it. Amen. You don't want to go there when you go to the ball game. You want to see the kickoff or the first pitch or whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, get there in time till you can go to Sunday school. Number five. Bus workers, do not blow the horn exceedingly much, excessively, in the community. I've seen bus workers go down, "All right, going through the trailer park." Beep, beep, beep. "Get up, bus kids! Wake up out there!" Now, the reason you don't do that is because all these lost people that got drunk last night, and they all live around there. And if they hear that bus horn blowing every Sunday morning, they're going to say, "I don't know what church that is, but I'm going to go burn it down one of these days." I mean, they'll wind up hating us before we ever get to witness to them. So, don't just blow it too much. It's all right to blow it in front of the house. All right, bus workers, listen up. Here we go. Number six, when you stop at a house, go to the door and pick them up at the door. Now, you say, "Well, Brother Danny, I don't have nobody to ride with me." That's a shame on everybody else in here. Man, that's driving a bus by himself and a church with 300 people in it and nobody will even ride with him. Somebody ain't doing what God wants them to do. John does that about every week. All right, here we go. I need you to be a bus kid. Cody, you want to help me here? You be a bus kid. All right? You're in the house. Okay, sit down there. You're in the house. You're awake. Okay, here comes the bus. Open the door. Beep. I go to the door. I don't just say, come on, Cody. Brother Daddy fussed at us, and we left 30 minutes late. Come on. No. I get off of the bus. I go over to him, knock on the door, and say, hey there, little Cody. Are you ready to go to church today? Come on, you little brat. All right, let's go. No, I don't do that. Get up. All right, and we're going on the bus. Hop on the bus, Gus. And buddy, we go, and we get on that bus. Amen? All right, you stay here. I'm going to need you again here in just a minute. All right. Make sure you go to the house, get them, take them out, put them on the bus. That's very important that you do that, okay? All right, let me see what else you got here. Number 7, show each bus rider love between the house and the bus. Cody, boy, you look sharp today. Them is some weird-looking socks you got there, dude. Number 24, who's that? Jeff Gordon or somebody like that? Is that what that is? Cody, boy, you look nice today. I'm so glad you got up this morning. I tell you, my buddy, amen. You don't know what that might do. Don't go out there and say, come on and get on here. You know, it ain't no wonder some kids don't want to go to some churches. I remember when I was growing up, and everybody remember in here, didn't you have at least one old hateful teacher at school? Lord, I had one in the second grade, and she was mean as a devil. I thought she was. She looked at her, she's like, get out of here! I hated her! Still, to this day, I still remember that. And you make an impression on them kids. The way you talk to them, the way you treat them, the way you are around them. That's why I said get up and pray and get yourself in the right spirit before you go. Alright. Boy, you look sharp today. Man, it's just 20 degrees, brother. Where's your coat? Boy, you need a coat on, boy. Come on, let's go get on the bus. Alright. That's what you do. Show each rider, come back up here now, love between the house and the bus. Let's move on. Here we go. Number 8. Make everyone on the bus feel at ease. Adults, teenagers, if you got somebody shy or bashful, this goes for the whole church. Goes for the whole church. We had a girl, I think, first time ever in that class back there this morning. And I asked 2 people, I said, would you please go in there, because I know how you teenagers are. You'll sit over there and laugh and cut up and just stare at a visitor. So I asked somebody, hey, would you please speak to that girl? Can you imagine? Can you imagine walking into a place? I don't know if you've ever walked into a place where you didn't know nobody. I mean, you're this tall. You're this tall. And all these big giant people just running around. And nobody even speaks to you. You make sure that everybody's at ease. When you're on the bus, all the bus workers say, hey, everybody, this is Cody. This is his first day on the bus. Ain't we glad to have him? Ain't he a nice looking boy? That makes everybody at ease on the bus. Not only that. Number 9. When you get here, we don't have to do this right now because we're so backslid that we don't have that many. But when you have a large number on the buses, it's always a good idea to mark their hands. Mark their hands with a magic marker or something. Just put a little red, little dot, or number 4, whatever. That way you don't get your kids mixed up with somebody else's kids. Especially when we have big days in the spring, like we plan here in just a few weeks. Number 9, that's mark them all. Number 10, have a quiet seat prize on the bus. A quiet seat prize. All right, boys and girls, we're going to have a quiet seat prize. I've got a Reese cup. Whoever's the quietest from here to church will get this Reese cup. And boy, you have to sit up straight and everybody be quiet. That'll help keep them calm on the bus. That would be number 10. Number 11. Bus workers, listen. All you bus workers, listen. Have a program on the bus. Have a program on the bus. Now, we used to have preachers preach on the bus. That's a good idea. I mean, you get 10 or 15 kids on the bus. You don't realize sometimes those kids are actually on that bus as long or longer than they are in the Sunday school class and the preaching service. Yep. So you're wasting all that time from the time you pick them up till 10 o'clock when you get here. So it's a good time to say, all right, boys and girls, who knows this song? The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord. Have a program on the bus. It makes time go by faster. It teaches them the Word of God. And you're getting the Scripture in them. And then also, it makes them behave better if you keep them busy. If you just sit up there and talk to each other as adults, they'll tear the roof off and get in fights and everything else back there in the bus. Have some kind of program on the bus. You say, well, Brother Danny, one bus worker told me, ain't none of them here tonight. They said, well, we asked a preacher to preach on our bus, and he told us no, he wouldn't preach on the bus. And I said, just let me know who that is, they'll tell you no. I preached on the bus. I'll preach on one next Sunday if you'll invite me. As long as I can get here for church on time. I can't get here time some of y'all get here. I won't tell you tonight. Brother, preaching to them kids is just as important as preaching at a Billy Graham crusade. Maybe more. Amen. Number 13. I skipped 12 because I didn't agree with it. Escort the riders into their Sunday school department. Cody's new on my bus. First time he's been. I don't just pull up and say, all right, get in there. He don't know where there is. He walks into a building. There's big people talking. People running everywhere. What's a word? And brother, he don't know what to do. He has no idea. I am to take him and say, come on, Cody. I'm going to introduce you to your Sunday school teacher. How old are you?
Seven.
Seven. All right. You are 7 years old. That means he goes to, where's he go?
Michelle.
Come here. I'm going to introduce you to your teacher. This right here is Michelle, and she is a nice lady. This is Cody, Michelle. Here's what's up there. I'm sorry, your teacher ain't here. She might be here right while I go in there and raise Cain. No, that ain't the way it's supposed to be. This is Michelle. Michelle is here, and she's going to take care of you. You introduce them. They don't know what to do. They've never been here before. If you got a brain, use it and introduce them. That would be number 13. All right, 14. Introduce them to their teacher. I just did. Number 15. Point out their special needs to the teacher. All right. Special needs to the teacher. Go ahead and sit down, Cody. I've introduced you to the teacher. Listen, this is the first time he's ever been. And he's a little shy. And so tell the other kids to make him welcome or something. He's had heart surgery. All kind of stuff. So be good to him. Amen? All right. Introduce them and tell them. He's shy. He don't meet people. He don't speak to nobody. And sometimes you can help them. You see, a lot of kids will come one time, and if they're shunned or their teacher's hateful or the other kids are mean to them, they don't want to come back. It's not just our job to get people to come. It's our job to have something here that'll make them want to come back, brother. Boy, I wish y'all was with me in this. I wish we had an army of you men would stand up here tonight and say, Brother Danny, I know we'll fight hell, Brother Highfaker. I know that there's some devil fights this. He hates my guts for what I'm saying right here tonight. But you watch God Almighty bless what I'm saying. If we'll obey God, God will bring them in and save them and meet the needs of our heart. 15, 16. Advise the rider of the schedule. In other words, I'm going to say, now Cody, when we go in here, first thing we're going to do is we're going to go to Sunday school. Sunday school is sort of like school. You sit in there and they teach and everything. Then after that, You're going to that big old room in here, and that's called junior church. Don't just turn them loose. They don't even know where to go. Alright? And then after that, I'll come in there and get you and take you back on the bus. Because kids, they don't like to walk in somewhere and say, what's going to happen to me? Somebody jerk them over here. Tell her and sit down. They don't know what to do. Alright, so he knows we're going to Sunday school. Then he knows we're going to junior church. Then he knows we're going back on the bus. He knows that in his head. Let him know that. You'd be surprised how the Lord would use that to calm any fears or dreads that they might have. Alright? Let's move along here tonight. Alright? Number 17. If they're big, 12 and up, and they come in here, sit with them if they come in the big church. Sit with them if they come in the big church. Watch, you're 13 now. He's 13. He's a midget. Don't make fun of him. Alright, he's 13 years old. He's going to come in here and hopefully won't do what that gang did this morning. We had a whole gang just get up and walk out this morning. A whole row of them right over here. And you can't have that. Alright, he's going to sit down right here. He's going to sit down right here on his first Sunday. I'm going to come and sit with him. You say, well, what about your friends that like to talk? They can talk without me. I'm going to come over here and sit with my new bus kid. Boy, this is a church right up there. There's a preacher. Ain't he ugly? Ooh, boy. But you listen to him. Look at that. That's our choir right there. Isn't this a pretty building and everything? And I'm going to tell him all that's going on. I've got me a bus kid here. And I'm like, you don't just turn him loose and say, all right, make sure you're on that bus after church so I won't run off and leave you. You make sure that he knows what's going on and sit with him if they're big enough to come in the big church. All right? Here we go. Let me name the rest of these off and then we're going to go. Okay? After that, pick them up after church and take them back to the bus. I stand out there on Sunday morning and shake hands. Sometimes I just stand there and say, oh God, when I see them little ones just take off out through all them crowd, all them cars. And I'm going to tell y'all, the devil would like nothing more than to cause something to happen out there. And if you bring them, make sure somebody be ready for them, help them. Alright, we're going back to the bus. We're going back to the bus. That's something we'll talk about with our bus drivers on, about parking different, maybe parking where we can get them to the bus. We've debated that back and forth for 2 or 3 years. But anyway, take them back, put them on the bus. Going right back. Alright, we're getting back on the bus now, dude. Alright, sit down right there where you sat on the way here. Now, I took him to Sunday school. I took him to junior church. I took him and I sat with him in church. I put him back on the bus. Now, before you do, make sure they have all their stuff. Number 18, 19. Make sure they have all their stuff. His coat, his cap. His mama's going to get mighty mad if she comes home without that brand new coat she bought him for Christmas. Or them gloves or whatever. Honey, you make sure. Did you bring your backpack? Did you bring this? Take your Bible. Make sure that they have all their stuff. Number 20. Make sure everybody is on your bus before you leave. This especially works on big days. Number 21. Make sure you don't have somebody else's kid on your bus. I heard of a story not long ago where this church had a large bus ministry. They went 30, 40 miles, like going down past Hickory. They went up toward Maine. One kid got on the wrong bus, and when they realized it, he was 100 miles from home. Wrong bus. We had that happen one time, I believe, when we used to have them big picnics over there at Freedom High School. Remember one day we had like 300 or something on our buses and a kid got on the wrong bus. And oh my goodness, my phone started ringing. Where's my kid? What? And bus workers, make sure that they're on the right bus. Number 22, have another exciting program on the bus going home. Play some games. Quote some scripture. Give a prize. Teach them a verse of scripture. Number 23. In warm weather, give them something cold to drink. Kool-Aid. Iced tea. Lemonade. Something. Popsicle. Something like that. In cold weather, give them a small snack. Like y'all, they said, somebody said yesterday, went and visited somebody and they said, yeah, I'm going to Shining Light tomorrow. I want that pizza. Because they're giving pizza on the way home. Now, you know, there's some preachers who get up and preach against giving a kid some pizza? That's how dumb some preachers are. I think I read in the Bible where Jesus fed a whole multitude one day. Was he doing wrong? Was he bribing them people? I'm telling you tonight, brother, just call somebody too lazy and backslid to go after sinners don't mean we should be. We're going to go, if I have to go, by all, do it all by myself. I hope God gets a hold of your heart and puts a gift. You say, well, brother Daddy, this happened. I know it. We have a command from God to go. Get the job done. Get the job done. You men are supposed to set the example. Number 24, give them something cold in hot weather. In cold weather, give them hot chocolate. I think Dottie had hot chocolate on her bus last week. 25, escort them back in the house after you let them out. All right, Cody. This is your house now. Ain't the bus. We're getting off the bus. Don't just say, all right, go on, I'll see you next week. That's dangerous, for one thing. Especially little ones. So let's take them out. We're going to take them back to the door. And we're going to go to the door and say, here's your son. That eases the parents' worry that you're taking care of them. They brought that all the way back to my door. I feel comfortable about letting him ride that bus. That bus worker brought him back to my door. I'm just giving you some tips now, okay? All right, let me give you another one. Thank the parents for letting them come. Mrs. Jones, thank you so much for letting Cody come today. We enjoyed having him. That's all you got to say. Thank the parents for letting them come. Number 27. If there's a problem, you tell the parents. If there was a problem, let's just say you got in a fight. Some little boy grabbed his pizza and jerked it away from him. He started crying. Don't let him go in there and tell his parents. The last thing you want is him going there and say, Mama, them people's mean. A boy beat me up and took my pizza and the bus driver didn't do nothing. They'll never get to come back. You go with them to the door and say, listen, we had a little problem. One of them boys took Cody's pizza, but I made him give it back to him and we give him another one and it'll be fine. You listening to me? Alright. Number 28. Tell him that you love him. Tell him that you love him. They don't care how much we know till they know how much we care. And bus kids know when you care about them. I pick at them now. I pick at them all the time. But they know good and well I care about them. I mean, we spent over $20,000 last year bringing them to church and getting diesel fuel over $4 a gallon, brother. They know we care about them. That little kid up there they showed there a minute ago, little boy out there on his face that said, future pastor. And I got to thinking, when Molly came in back there today, she just touches my heart and I pull out a dollar. This would be a good thing for everybody in the church to do. Just pull out a dollar and pick out one and say, here you go. Hallelujah. Thank you for coming to church today. They'll remember stuff like that. Hey, if you give me a dollar, I'll remember it. Really, you will. Somebody does something for you, you remember it. And those kids, it means something to them. It means something to them. Just think if everybody in here gave me $1, I'd have a lot of money. But you know what? Just give them a dollar. I don't know, son, I thought of a wicked song, but I didn't say I started to say, good golly, Miss Molly. But I didn't. But you know what? I wanted to give her a dollar, and I give her one. You know what? Tell them you love them. Tell them you love them. I love you. You know what? I read this last night, and it said, the kids who need love the most show it in the most unloving ways. Everybody listen? Come on, Miss Desi, play something. The kids who need love the most show it in the most unloving ways. That kid that comes in that's absolutely gets on your last nerve and it walks by you and won't even speak and that. They're crying out for somebody to love them. We got a kid right now. We got a girl comes almost every Sunday. Just found out she's pregnant. I don't know if she's 14 or 15. I don't know how she is. We got another kid that has having to do a bunch of community service for getting in trouble. Comes to our church every week. We had some that was coming real regular last summer, and now they're in foster kids. A foster home for kids. And you know what that means? You've got to get them when they're 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Because as soon as they get 15, 16, the world just snatches them out. Unless they really get rooted. That's the age to get them. Right there, right there, right there, right there, and right there. I don't know tonight. I've got a new, fresh burden. My heart breaks. If I see our number under 100 over there, it kills me. I go home and worry about it all week. Let's get on the ball, bus workers. You see what that thing up there said? 6 hours. You spend 6 hours on your bus route on Saturday, I guarantee you, you'll have over 30. I guarantee it. I challenge anybody here, stay 6 hours, door to door, new home, family, trailer park, have something special on the bus, have a game, have a smile, have a burden, pray the Holy Ghost out. I guarantee you'll have a crowd on that bus. Let's don't be satisfied. Let's ask God to help us. I'm asking tonight for some new bus workers. Maybe you've never even went on the bus route. You want to come. We'll go Saturday morning at 9:30. Kim would love to have a lady that would go with her. I mean, we give her gas money most of the time. They're probably watching at home right now. And I don't want to embarrass them, but we have to have them all the time. Brother John winds up going by himself, just him and his kids, most of the time. That's a shame. You say, well, why would we do that? Because your pastor got a burden for them. You want to go to a church where they don't care about kids? They've plenty of them. They've plenty of them. But if you come here, you're going to hear it. You're going to hear it. And God help us tonight to get a burden. You just do whatever God tells you to do tonight. If God spoke to your heart tonight, and you say, Brother Danny, I'm going to get in the bus ministry. Let's do it. If you say, Brother Danny, I have to work every Saturday, but I can help them. I can buy them some pizza, snacks, something. I can help them, greet them. I can help take them back and forth. I can ride a bus on Sunday. Just ride on there with them and cut up with them and have fun. Or I can do something occasionally, once in a while. Let's get in this altar this morning. Or maybe you're just going to pray or be a faithful supporter, Sunday school teacher. Junior church worker. Sunday school teachers need help and encouragement. Junior church workers need help and encouragement. You know who makes the best bus workers usually? Teenage girls, young mom, young lady. Because kids are not scared of them. Big old scary man come to the house and the little kids are scared of them. And they can do it, but not as good as us, as young mothers and young ladies. Let's let God use us tonight. You just do whatever God tells you to do. I'm going to pray. I'm going to go to the altar and pray. And there's thousands, there's 90-something thousand people in this county, y'all. There's enough to have 90 churches running 1,000. And you know how many is? None. It's a hard county, brother. It's a hard county. I don't know a church in Burke County that's ever really done much for God since I've been saved. But that don't mean God can't do it. That don't mean God won't do it. Let's obey God tonight. Come on. Let's just pray for a little while tonight. She's playing softly. Will you pray about getting in the bus ministry? Will you pray about... You say, no, sir, Brother Danny, I ain't getting out. You might be cheating yourself out of the biggest blessing that you could ever get. Come on. Come on. Let's pray tonight. Come on. Let's pray tonight. Amen. Come on. Let's pray tonight. Amen. Amen. Father, we do pray tonight. You'd bless our bus ministry in such a mighty and powerful way that people would come and be saved by your grace. Thank you, Lord, for what you're already doing. Thank you for those that come this morning. God, I know in this bad weather and slick roads and ice, God, we know the devil fights them from coming. And I pray, God, in Jesus' name, Holy Ghost, that you'd move in every heart and every life. Do what needs to be done, we pray. God bless our church. Give us a burden.